Film director Sally Potter likes to invent challenges for herself. Her 1993 movie Orlando was about a character who lives for four centuries, half of them as a man, half as a woman. And her latest film, Yes, is a modern-day love story written entirely in verse. Bob Mondello says he sees both reason and rhyme in her method.
She is Irish-American, elegant, and married unhappily. He is Middle Eastern, a chef who sees her looking miserable at a banquet he's helped cater. He asks if she's okay and is so quietly attentive that she can't stop thinking about him. Soon she's doing more than just thinking, walking with him and talking in a manner that's far more intimate than anything she shares with her husband.
You think you can penetrate the mind of God?
I do not know if God has a mind or if there is such. I don't know.
Yeah. We can agree.
But to disagree.
I said the way they talk is intimate. It's also intensely stylized. Director Sally Potter is, among other things, a songwriter, so scripting a whole movie in iambic pentameter comes more naturally to her than it might to other filmmakers. It's still quite a trick, though, as if making a film about lovers separated by class, race, religion, and politics weren't complicated enough. Happily, the poetry does what poetry is supposed to do. It lends an epic, heightened quality to the conversations. If you listen, you can hear the rhymes, but they don't get in the way of what's being said.
How did it come to this? You are confusing me with them. Look, I'm not just an American. I'm Irish, too.
So what? You all have roots somewhere, but have forgot that you are anything but powerful. The big boss. You hear our children's screams, but feel no loss because they are not yours.
That isn't fair. The things that they have done have not been in my name. I don't feel pride. I feel a deepening shame.
I've always been a sucker for eccentric narrative devices because they make an audience work a little, ask me to puzzle something out, and I feel much more engaged than I do when everything's handed to me conventionally. Not everyone feels that way, obviously, particularly in the summer, but even if you regard the verse and subject matter in Yes as a little out there, it will be hard not to be bowled over by the performances. Joan Allen is just terrific, icy at first, then meltingly human, and Simon Abkarian is doing nicely shaded work as the Lebanese surgeon-turned-chef, so conflicted by his attraction to her. Sally Potter has them dealing not just with a love affair, but also with the kind of issues that clutter up real life, elderly relatives who die inconveniently, children caught up in marital wars. All that complication counts, in my mind, as a bonus. So does the fact that Yes arrives in the middle of Hollywood's silly season, which makes it a lot easier to say yes to. I'm Bob Mondello.